Welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action with Ken Tuck. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weed Man, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I hope you're having a good morning. This world, while it's big, it's small at the same time. You can jump on an airplane and fly for 30, 40 hours to get to some parts of the world, and then it only takes a few drones to bomb a oil field in Saudi Arabia and take out 5% of the world's oil and affect everyone across the world. And we've seen the gas prices jumping up this past week, and it just reminds us of how small this world is, how fragile this world is. Here at home in the U.S., we can look and see how the economy has been robust, and many people are doing very well in this economy. And at the same time, people are not doing well and are hurting and struggling. And again, it just shows you how fragile life can be, because it just takes one incident in life to change things, either for good or for the bad. And this morning, we are going to talk about that and talk about the importance of helping those who are in need, and look at the Bible and see what the Bible says about that. Before we do, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, what an awesome God you are. We just want to thank you this morning for loving us like you do. God, you are holy and just and righteous and merciful. You are love, and we thank you for loving us, pouring out your grace and mercy upon us, unending. Father, you are truly awesome. That's the best word I can come up with in this English language, and it still doesn't come close to describing you. But Father, as we open up your word this morning, let your word speak to us, minister to us. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us into all truths. Give us understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, Lord, from your word. God, we thank you that though things happen in this world, a lot of bad things happen in this world, we don't have to fret or worry, because we can trust you and know that you're with us and you are in control. No matter how crazy things may seem, Lord, we can put all of our trust in you, knowing that you're going to see us through it all. We thank you for sending us your son, Jesus, for the salvation you give us. Father, we just again want to say thank you, and we love you, and just bless this time, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I mentioned, the economy has really been robust overall. We have seen the stock market hit record numbers, and I know it fluctuates, though. It goes up and down, and I tell you, I could not work on Wall Street. Those people who work there have this roller coaster ride that they're always on, and I tell you what, they can have that. That is just too much stress. But it has been good economy here lately for a lot of people. We see a lot of new construction going on in a lot of areas in the U.S. And right here at home, we're seeing new construction, new homes, new businesses. And so things appear on the surface to be going really well. But for those of us who are in the trenches, we know it's not that way for everybody. And at Love and Action, we're working and ministering with the homeless and those who are in need here specifically in Dothan, Alabama. And we know that the needs are just really increasing. In the first quarter of the year, we were helping around 200 people, individuals, with groceries and hygiene items each month through our food and hygiene pantry. And that's more than doubled now since the first quarter of the year to 435. And that number has kept rising up. We often see a spike in the summer because school's out and children are not at school receiving their breakfast and lunch, and so the need for food goes up during the summer, but those needs have continued to increase. Our hot meals that we serve, first quarter of the year we were serving around 1,600 hot meals every month, and now we're serving 3,000 hot meals every month. So the needs continue to increase for the non-perishable and perishable food items for our food pantry, as the need has just doubled. The needs have increased for our hygiene pantry with things like deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, lotion, razors, shaving cream, toothpaste, toothbrushes, body wash, etc. All these needs, all these items are needed more and more as the needs have doubled. And people often ask, well, Ken, how can we help out? Well, there are some needs right there. If you can donate non-perishable and perishable food items and hygiene items to Love in Action, that would be awesome. The homeless situation in Dothan, for a while it was declining. But this past year, once again, we have seen it jump up. At the beginning of the year, through the first two quarters of the year specifically, we saw an increase because of Hurricane Michael. And again, it shows you how fragile life can be and how fragile security and things in this world can be. It just takes one storm. And we know we have seen two hurricanes recently. It's just really been devastating, especially for the Bahamas, but along the east coast of the U.S., from Florida on up through the Carolinas, a lot of damage has taken place from hurricane, and it can really mess up somebody's life, totally change their lives, and they can become homeless, and we have seen that happening. And we still see some new people from Florida, but the number of homeless in Dothan, it's approaching 700 now, and those numbers continue to increase. The poor population in Dothan has not decreased at all. We're helping many of our friends to obtain work, and that's helping. And it's awesome seeing the smiles on their faces as they're heading to work each day. And that also debunks that stereotype of, oh, people just don't want to work. No, people want to work. It's getting to the jobs, big issue, especially here in Dothan, and people who live inside the circle, it's just hard to get outside because they don't have that transportation, and we don't have that public transportation to get them there and to get them back. That's why we're thankful for people like Signature Staffing, who will pick up our friends and pick them up right there at Love in Action and take them to work and bring them back. And it's been exciting seeing more and more people get jobs and get some good paying jobs and begin that process of coming out of poverty. But it takes a while, and it is a process. And coming out of homelessness is a lot more than just getting a job. So there's a lot of issues going on, and it takes the body of Christ working together to help people. And it's very biblical for us to do that. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 26, verse 11, "For you will always have the poor with you." Now, Jesus at that moment was admonishing Judas, but he was also given a description of the way the world really is. Not that that's the way it should be, but that's how it is. We know that over half the world's population is just surviving day to day, hoping to have something to eat today and the next day and the next day, not really knowing where their next meal is coming from. In Dothan, it's 1 in 6 are that way. One in six are food insecure, not knowing where their next meal is coming from. And when you get into third world countries, that number really grows, and there's so many people, billions of people around the world, who are literally living day to day hoping and praying that they will have something to eat. And so Jesus is telling us that the poor is always going to be with you. The Bible repeatedly commands us to help the needy and condemns those who take advantage of the poor. We know the poor is taken advantage of all the time and has been through history, but God tells us not to do that. He tells us to help the poor, not to take advantage of them. God told his people in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 15, verse 11, "For there will never cease to be poor in the land. Therefore, I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and to the poor." So Jesus was just reiterating what the Father said ages ago in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy, where he's saying, the poor is always going to be with you. Therefore, help them. Help the poor. Help the needy. And then Jesus tells his disciples in Luke chapter 12, verse 33, to sell your possessions and give to the needy. The Bible is consistent in talking about taking care of those in need. Those of us who profess to be Christians need to look at how we look at those who are poor, who are in need, and are we helping them? Are we reaching out and giving them a hand up? Are we being their voice? Because the poor often do not have a voice, and therefore justice usually does not come their way unless somebody stands up and becomes that voice. But are we helping the needy? Obviously, at Love in Action, that's what we're about. It's helping those who are homeless, those who are living in poverty. And we can't do it alone. There's four of us there on staff. One is part-time, three is full-time. But the needs of the community that we're serving are so great, we can never do it on our own. So we need the body of Christ. We need those volunteers. We need those who are given financially and who are given items that we need, such as the non-perishable foods and the hygiene items, to reach out to those who are hurting in our own community and to help lift them up in the name of Jesus by showing them the love of Christ and showing them that God has not forgotten you, and we haven't either. That's what we as the body of Christ need to do. And again, the Bible points that out time and time again. Jesus, once again, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 20, he tells us about how we should help others and not just take everything for ourselves. Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Such powerful words from our Lord and Savior. And obviously so true, as all of them are. But he says, where your treasure is, there is your heart. Where is our treasure? Is our treasure in satisfying ourselves, collecting, buying, getting things, storing up things for ourselves? Or is it living for Jesus, being obedient to him, and helping others as he commands us to do? So that's one of those check your heart things. And we all need to do that. We always need to take an internal survey and see exactly how our heart is lined up with the Word of God. And if it's out a little or a lot, then bring it back in through prayer and through reading His Word and focusing on Jesus and getting our lives back in focus and in line with Jesus and with His Word. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul talks to us about the rich. Now, before we think the rich being millionaires, billionaires, we need to think of it this way. Over 3 billion people on the earth live on less than $2.50 a day. At least 80% of humanity lives on less than $10 a day. So when we're talking about rich, are we living on more than $2.50 a day, more than $10 a day? The poorest of the poor live on less than $1 a day, and that's over 1 billion people. 1 billion people living on less than $1 a day. So when we talk about the rich, we're not just talking about all the professional athletes and movie stars out there or the business tycoons. We're talking about if you make more than that, more than $2.50 or $10 a day, then you are definitely rich. I'm definitely rich compared to that. Now, here in the U.S., we may consider ourselves poor, but on a worldwide scale, as we just read those stats, we realize how truly blessed we are, and we need to be thankful for the blessings of God. But let's read what the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 and 19. "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, not to set their hopes on the uncertain riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life." True life is Jesus Christ. We know He is the way, the truth, and the life. And when we receive God's blessings, and right here we're talking about the riches, the finances, when we receive blessings like that from God, it's not to build up ourselves or see how much stuff we can buy or all of that. It's to give glory back to God. Remember, we should reflect the glory of God. It's like the moon reflecting the sun's light. That's how we should be reflecting the Son of God's light. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, his light should be reflecting from us. And so as we are blessed, we need to give. We need to help others and to be generous, to share, as the Apostle Paul wrote there. And when we do that, we're storing up treasures for ourselves in heaven and a good foundation for the future is how he writes it, how Paul writes it. When we do that, we can really take hold of life, true life. And there is such a freedom in living like what Paul wrote right there. There is just such this freedom of being able to help others, not to be pulled down by debt, but to be able to give and to bless and to show forth the love of Christ through our giving. It's an awesome blessing that God gives us that ability, that opportunity to do so. And so let's do that. Let's give. Let's help one another. Let's help a brother and sister up. And let's show them the love of God and give them hope. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us about many benefits to helping those who are poor. And I'm just going to read a handful of them. Out of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, "Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed." See, as we give, God blesses back. Many people say you cannot outgive God, and that is so true. You cannot outgive God. As we give, he blesses us again, and we're able to give again. Blessings come back again. We're able to give more. That's God's economy. He just keeps blessing as we trust him and give for his glory. Don't give because we want to say, hey, look what I've done. No, give because God wants us to. God commands us to. And with the right heart as we give, God blesses. Proverbs 14:21, "Whoever despises his neighbor is a sinner, but blessed is he who is generous to the poor." Again, we want to be blessed people. Then we need to help those who are poor, those who are in need. The Word of God tells us we'll be blessed. Proverbs 11:25, "Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and the one who waters will himself be watered." The other translations will say, "one who refreshes will himself be refreshed." Do you want to be refreshed? I know I do. There are times when we just need to be refreshed because we have given, we have worked, we have just really been busy. And not just doing busy work, but busy working day in and day out, jobs, with our families, with ministry, whatever. And there's times that we need to be refreshed. And if we help others to be refreshed, then we're going to be refreshed. I have friends who have really blessed us with opportunities to go to the mountains and be refreshed up there. And that's one thing Martha and I love to do. We don't get to do it too often, but when we get a chance to get away and be refreshed, we love going to the mountains. We have friends who have homes up there, and it's just such a blessing when they have told us, "Ken and Martha, just here's the keys, just go up there and enjoy God in the mountains and be refreshed." And what a blessing. I mean, that is awesome. And so, see, when we do that, then we're going to be refreshed. So our friends are being refreshed because they have helped refresh us. And so you see how that works. If we want to receive, we need to give. We want to reap a harvest, we got to plant. Ask any of the farmers around here throughout the Wiregrass. By the way, we need to pray for rain. Our farmers, I know, need rain. But the farmers cannot reap a harvest if they don't plant. And so that's what we need to do as well with spiritual blessings, as well as physical blessings. Psalms chapter 41, verses 1 through 3. "Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sick bed. In illness, you restore him to full health. I remember a number of years ago, Mike Schrodes, co-founder of Love in Action, had a simple surgery, which was supposed to have been a simple surgery, but during the surgery, there was a complication and he stopped breathing. But thankfully, God touched him and he started breathing again and he made it through just fine, and he's just fine today. But he really went back to Psalms 41, verses 1 through 3, and said, "This is why I'm still alive today." Because Mike is one who, well, he does more than consider the poor. Obviously, he helped start, he co-founded this ministry of Love in Action, where we help and love on the poor, the homeless. And it is a benefit. God will take care of us in so many ways. When we think of blessings, we often think of financial blessings. But blessings are much more than that. A physical blessing like being healed, being in good health, you can't put a dollar sign on that. That is a tremendous blessing. So God's blessings are not just financial, even though that's included, but God's blessings are also spiritual. He gives us so many gifts that we get to use to bring honor and glory to him. And his blessings are also physical, such as healing. I know when I went through my tough time back in 2015 and nearly died, God was with me and he sustained me and he brought me through that. And I know he did for a reason, so I can continue to serve him, to live for him, and continue to reach out and show those who are hurting his great and awesome love. So there's so many blessings, so many benefits of being obedient to our Heavenly Father. The greatest benefit of all for me is knowing that we're obeying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, being obedient to him. And that's what he wants us to be. He wants us to follow him, to be obedient to his word and to his will for our lives. And his word will tell us his will. We just need to open up and read it and not just rush through his word. I've said that before. Don't just read just to be reading, but let God's word speak to you. Take time to meditate on different scripture. And Matthew chapter 25 is what Love in Action was based on. In this scripture that we're about to read, Jesus tells us clearly to take care of those who are in need. And he also tells us the benefits of doing that and the detriment of not being obedient to him. So let's read that. Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 46. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will also answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or in prison, or sick, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly, I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. That's about as clear as you can make it. And Jesus makes it perfectly clear right there. We are to help those in need, those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who need clothes, those who need ministering to because they're sick or they're in prison, and we need to show them the love of Christ as well. The Lord tells us clearly to do that, because when we do that, to one of the least of these brothers, sisters of ours, we're doing it unto him. And I tell that often to volunteers at Love and Actions, that today we are serving Jesus. The homeless who come in, yes, each one of them are individual. Each one of them are precious, and we want to love on them. But as we serve them, we're truly serving Jesus. And he tells us clearly that when we live for him, when we're obedient to him, and we're doing this, we're helping those in need, that we will have eternal life, because that's trusting and following Jesus. Works cannot save us. If we just help the poor but did not surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, then we would go into eternal punishment, hell, total separation from God forever. But when we surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, confess him as Lord, believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, then we're saved. And then we will want to follow him, because he tells us to follow him. And so obedience is the key now. So it's more than a prayer. It's much, much more than that. But when we confess him as our Lord, that's the first step. If you haven't done that, I encourage you to do that today. Romans 10:9 tells us that if we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And verse 10 says, "For with the heart we believe and we are justified, and with the mouth we confess and are saved." So I encourage you to do that today. Call out to Jesus and then follow him. How do you follow him? Well, you need to pray. You need to read his word and be obedient. How do you know how to do all that stuff? Well, you need to get connected with someone who can teach you. If you need to get connected with someone, please, please contact me. You can call 334-494-4995. You can email me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. And I'd love to tell you the next steps and help you get connected so you can learn the Word of God, so you can be obedient to the Word of God. Because Jesus explains very clearly here that we can live with him eternal life forever, or if we deny him and are not obedient to him, then eternal punishment is the destination. And my desire is what God's desire is. And that's that all should come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And when we just read his word and we see the finality of it all, it just builds up inside of me that I need to tell more and more people about Jesus, so more and more people won't go to hell, won't spend eternity without God. Eternity, that's forever, ever and ever and ever. We need Jesus. We need to give our lives to him and be obedient to him. And when we do, he gives us life here on earth and life everlasting. We need to help the needy and show the love of Jesus. And that leads to an eternal impact with our giving. So, for example, so far this year at Love and Action, 60 people have come to Jesus, surrendered their lives to Jesus. Some of those are recommitments, but they're giving their lives back to Jesus. Those 60 people have made those decisions because they were shown the love of Jesus when they were at their lowest point in life. Those who give financially helped make that possible. Those who give items that we need, such as food and hygiene items, helped make that possible. Those who volunteer helped make that possible. It's the body of Christ working together to make an eternal impact for the glory of God. So let's be obedient to the Lord. Let's help those who are poor, who are homeless, who need a hand up. And if you'd like to help us at Love and Action, please come see us. We're at 279 West Main Street in downtown Dothan. We're online at loveinactionministries.com, and you can follow us on Facebook. Thank you for joining me this morning. I pray that God bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weedman, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area. For more about Love and Action, visit loveinactionministries.com and on Facebook.